new book by author Whitley Strieber is out. It's called The Last Vampire. It's a sequel to the 1981 bestseller The Hunger. The book was turned into a movie back in 1983. It starred David Bowie, Catherine Deneuve, and Susan Sarandon. It's become a cult classic. The story revolves around Miriam Blaylock, a sexy, ageless vampire. But after 20 years, why revisit the character? Whitley says it was personal.
I was very interested in my vampire being under pressure. Because the concept of what if vampires were real? If they were predators and they preyed on human beings, they would be under pressure. And there would probably even be people who might think, well, maybe they should be placed under the Endangered Species Act, because they are an endangered species. We wouldn't tolerate them in our world. Absolutely not. And we're getting more and more powerful, more and more technologically capable. And in the story, the vampires are sort of left behind. I mean, they're still kind of horse and buggy because they live so long that the 20th century passed in a flash and everything changed, and they're kind of playing catch-up ball here. They're in bad shape.
I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of that author. I read The Hunger, and this new one is really good. He's going to be at a book signing tonight at the Boulder Bookstore.